What a great effort for you guys tonight, despite the loss. And I tell you, a lot of unknowns coming in. I thought you guys played awful hard there. Just a couple of tough calls that didn't go in your way at the end. But you can't be nothing but happy for your team.
You know, after the game, we went into the locker room, and I told them, I said, nobody better walk out of here without a smile and know that you played a hard-fought game. I couldn't have expected anything else, having, you know, how many days without having the whole entire varsity there. These girls battled. They wanted it bad. They all put their heart and soul in it. You know, some of them weren't scoring, but they were playing heck of a defensive game. Some of them had the confidence to get those shots to fall. Mm-hmm. So everybody contributed in some fashion tonight, and I'm super proud.
And you got to start with a couple of your juniors there. Kendall Gentry kind of took over in that third quarter. I think she ended up with 21, and then Megan Trout with a 17, a career high. They were big, and they were part of why your offense was really going in that second half.
You know, we knew they were – we were going to be able to get things on the inside. So Megan had the confidence to take it to the inside. Kendall took advantage of the girls that were guarding her, and she was really attacking the basket, which then gave her the confidence to step out when they went to the zone and knock down her threes. So both of them had all the confidence in the world and worked hard and battled. So, you know, they did a great job tonight for us.
I thought at times, I thought your defense was pretty good. I know it didn't show up with the Jones girl. I think that rim does, or that basket just got bigger and bigger for her. She put up some tough shots, and you guys are right there on defense.
You know, I think, you know, Erica had the Jones girl most of the night. Avery had Jara most of the night. Those girls are talented, great players, and we knew they would score some shots. But those two playing defense and then our help defense on top of that, they had to earn every single shot they did. So, you know, I was super proud of their effort, you know, and that takes your legs away. It takes, you know, a lot of things. So, you know, defensively, overall, you know, them two having the initial, but everybody else doing the help defense, you know, I was super proud of them.
And I know your rebounding got a little. I thought it struggled early on. Holcomb was getting a lot of those 50-50 balls, but I thought as the game wore on, you guys got more confident, got stronger in the rebounds.
You know, we didn't rebound very well at all the first couple minutes. They were getting a lot of second shots and scoring quick off the basket. And then we made some adjustments. We talked to them, you know, and we started to control the boards and really going after it. That's what we got to do from the very start, you know. When you have a good team like that, you can only allow them one shot every possession.
You know, you don't probably believe in moral victories, but I think there's a lot you can take out of this game that'll pay dividends for you guys, and you're going to get games like that down the final stretch.
You know, we played Colby and Goodland before Christmas, and our attitudes, our work, it was just going a little bit downhill. And this game, they came out on fire. They had the desire. They were determined. You know, if we play that way, we can win a lot of games. But, you know, we've got to understand that it takes all of us to do every little thing. And so I'm super happy the way we played, and that's going to really carry over. I said we got to have that same effort on Monday and then the following rest of the week at Sterling.
Yeah, kind of a tough turnaround. You guys are, well, I only have maybe a couple days, if that, to prepare for Kingman on Monday.
You know, we're going to have a shoot around on Sunday night to try to get ready for Kingman, but I told the girls they need to enjoy this. You know, I told them, make sure you have a smile on your face. Take the positives away from tonight. You know, it was a win in every category except the scoreboard.
Absolutely. Coach Amy Felker joining me here. And thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you next week at Sterling for a busy week.
Thanks, Adam.